Writer Louis L'Amour is one of the two or three best-selling novelists in America. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. L'Amour has turned out some 90 books since his first one in 1953, Hondo. He's best known for writing about the American West, and the fact that he was born in the town of Jamestown, North Dakota, gives him an edge.
My great-grandfather, of course, was killed and scalped by the Indians. My grandfather fought Indians, and my father was for a while a deputy sheriff. So I got a lot of it right from the horse's mouth, you might say. But it was also a very literary town. Maxwell Anderson went to school there for a while. Went to school with my sister and was on debating team with her, in fact.
L'Amour's resume reads like a character from one of his novels. He claims to have been a miner, a journalist, an elephant handler, a merchant seaman, and a boxer who lost only 5 out of 59 fights. Out of the service, L'Amour began writing fiction.
I wrote a short story called The Gift of Cochise, and it was published in Collier's Magazine. And Dick Carroll, who was then an editor for Fawcett, called me and asked me to come in the office. And he said, look, I've read this story, and it's a good story, but it's too good to waste. The characters don't deserve a novel. So why don't you tell the story in a novel, and I will buy it. I did. And meanwhile, he was a friend of John Wayne's. And he happened to mention to Wayne that he had this novel, and Wayne wanted to see it, and he bought it for the movies. So I was off and running.
Most of L'Amour's books have been paperback originals.
Let's face it, I had a decision to make. A very important decision for me career-wise. When Hondo made a success, suddenly I was going in a direction I hadn't really intended to go. I realized that at that time particularly, the Western was considered third or fourth rate literature. I didn't believe this because the Western is a story of America. It's a story of America growing, expanding, becoming. And it's a story that should be told. On the other hand, at that particular time, the paperback was considered the lowest form of literature there was.
Louis L'Amour's latest book is not a Western at all, but an historical novel set in 12th century Europe and Asia called The Walking Drum. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Nothing excites Louis L'Amour more than doing the research for his novels, and most of the research comes from L'Amour's own library at his home in Los Angeles. He is an avid collector of rare books of history, and he says he works in a study that anyone who loves books would adore.
My study is 15 feet high at the center, and the bookshelves go up 12 feet high, but all the bookshelves are double. You see the bookshelves, but you walk up there and you put your finger, and there's a notch under the shelf, and you pull it open, swings open like a door. And there's another bookshelf behind it.
It was in that study that Louis L'Amour did the research for his historical novel, The Walking Drum, which takes its title from the caravans that would carry goods across Europe.
These merchant caravans were men leading horses, or pack mules, and carrying goods around. But at the end of each convoy, they had a two-wheeled cart, and on it was a big drum. And a man would beat the step with his drum.
In The Walking Drum, L'Amour traces the odyssey of a young adventurer who follows those caravans.
My story about Kerber Shard is about a young man who is searching for his father, who is apparently lost at sea. And he starts out, he's with one of these caravans for a while. Meets a lot of beautiful girls. And like a great many of my heroes, if you want to call them that, he's learning.
L'Amour admits some of his hardcore fans will be disappointed that L'Amour hasn't turned out another Western, the books that have brought him fame ever since his first, Hondo, in 1953. But L'Amour fans can rejoice in knowing that there exists a book club that sells L'Amour books exclusively.
We talked about it at Bantam, and they liked the idea, and I liked the idea, so we decided to try it. And we had found through correspondence, a lot of the letters coming in to me, that a lot of people were collecting all my books. People would write in and say, I've got 65 of your books, where can I find the other three, or something like that.
Novelist Louis L'Amour, whose nearly 90 books have sold close to 150 million copies. The latest is The Walking Drum, published by Bantam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Because most of novelist Louis L'Amour's books have been published as original paperbacks, seldom have there been serious reviews of his work. Nevertheless, his 90 or so books have sold nearly 150 million copies since Hondo, the first one in 1953. Celebrated for his westerns, L'Amour's latest book is The Walking Drum, an adventure set in 12th century Europe and Asia. L'Amour likes to get an early start during the day.
I get up in the morning and I go to work the same as anyone else does. I get up and eat my breakfast. I start early. I'm usually up in the summer at 5:30, in the winter at 6:30, and I work pretty steady through until noon. Then I'll eat lunch sometimes at home, sometimes I go out, I come back, I work for about an hour and a half, then I work out in the gym.
L'Amour says he writes fast and does little revision.
I do a little bit on a page here and there as I go along. I'll find where I've used a word too much or something. My first draft is my finished draft. part of that is due to the fact that I think if a person plans on rewriting it, he's going to make mistakes he wouldn't make otherwise.
In 1983, Louis L'Amour won the Congressional Gold Medal, the first novelist ever to win the award. Later, President Reagan gave L'Amour the Presidential Medal of Honor, the nation's highest civilian award.
I regarded this, and I'm sincere in this, not only as an award for me, but for all writers. Because I don't think writers have had enough attention in this country, and they deserve more attention. And in being honored as a writer, I was being honored for work I had done writing. And there are a lot of good writers in this country. And they can always realize that it's there, it's possible now, because the door is open.
In winning the Presidential Medal of Honor, novelist Louis L'Amour joined the company of such celebrated literary figures as John Steinbeck, James Michener, Robert Penn Warren, and Eudora Welty. It also turns out that President Reagan is one of L'Amour's biggest fans. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.